say, like out of this house, cross that breezeway, across the porch, and go to the kitchen and dining room. Because I don't see why people didn't keep from freezing to death back in those days. And she had an old cider mill, and we'd go out, well, I was 6 or 7 years old, and we'd go out to her farm and gather all these apples, bring them back and take those stems off and those little leaves and things off and wash them good and put them in that cider mill and grind that thing. Oh, when I was 6 or 7 years old, I got the biggest kick, and I know that was the best drink. Back then, you just put things on the porch, you know, in the wintertime, and they stay cold. And, of course, it was always cold. I wouldn't live in the dining room and kitchen unless you were using it.
Mm-hmm.
But my grandmother kept her place, the kitchen stove, going most all the time. It was a big old wood stove, and so it would keep it warm over there.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't, kept go- if it they didn't keep it going, then it was cold over there.
How did they heat the rest of the house?
Fireplaces.
Mm-hmm.
Fireplaces. And my mother was one girl, had six brothers, and when electricity, when we first had electricity, they wired the house for it.
Mm-hmm.
Did all that themselves. And then they made, when radios first came out, you know, they made the stands and radios.
What did they call us first radios?
I've forgotten that. Well, it was radio, but I don't remember if there was any other thing or not. I mean, I don't know if there's any other name for it or not.
Where did they keep them? What part of the house?
Well, usually in the living room.
Mm-hmm. Did
they
have any other room besides the living room?
Yeah, grandmother had a big living room, and then she had what she called the sitting room that they didn't use every day. Well, the living room, what we call living room now, is called parlor.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the sitting room where the family would sit most of the time. And
when did they use the parlor? Mostly
company.
Mm-hmm.
But just the family would sit in the living room. But this porch was, oh, I guess as wide as this room is, and in the back, and then it went all the way across the house, and in the front, the porch went halfway across the house, and had banisters, and the windows came down to the floor. All the windows came to the floor then.
Must have been nice in the summer.
Uh-huh. Lord, think what people could do to you now getting in if they had all of them. You see, some houses are built that way. Now a lot of these young kids are putting those in now with the sliding doors, and they're so easy to break in. But back those days, people didn't lock their doors. You could go anywhere and you never locked the door. Uh-uh. Nobody thought about it. Yeah, they changed all right.
Did you ever have pigs on your farm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure did. We had our own meat and had, you know, I told you we had